All right, we're heading over to Shuswap Theater and saying hello to Adele Kuyak this morning, a guest director for the Distracted that's going to be coming in, opening up this weekend. Now, Adele, I got a question for you. When it came to school, were you sitting in the front of the classroom or the back of the classroom?
Probably a little more in the middle.
Okay, all right. Not the teacher's pet, but not somebody that's disturbing it in the back.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I make my choice depending on the day.
Now, for the kids that are always distracting the class, where do they normally sit, do you think?
Oh, that is a really good question. I would think that some might sit in the front and some might sit in the back, you know, wanting a little more attention. Some may be hiding a bit.
It's a difficult question because, you know, some people see a kid that's acting out and they say, actually, you know, that child needs to be medicated. Others say, oh, no, that child is actually smarter than the teacher and is bored in the class. That's why they're acting out. Or they're having problems at home. I mean, how do you dial all of this in? How do you decide what's the reason the kid is acting out?
Exactly. And that's what the play is about. You know, it's we have a Distracted is a really good mix of technology and how our society is right now, and then kind of the old school on, well, you know, he's not paying attention, so maybe we should be doing something about that. But the way our children are being brought up right now, everything's quicker, faster. I mean, we're constantly, you know, getting information overload, per se.
Yeah. Well, you look at a television commercial now. In 60 seconds, you're being shot 300-plus images. How can a kid possibly match that to a boring teacher with a blackboard?
Oh, exactly. Exactly. And we bring that, we highlight that actually in the play. I mean, my granddaughter is playing with an iPhone at 18 months. I mean, how can you put old school rules with the way life is now?
So when it comes to a child that's distracted and a parent's dealing with this, right? The grades are waffling, the kid's bored in the classroom or is acting out, the teacher's complaining. What's some of the first steps the parent should maybe do?
Well, I'm not about to offer any advice in that regard. With the play, Mom listens to the teacher. So she starts looking for information, and she gets sent to psychologists, psychiatrists, neuropsychologists. She goes to homeopaths. She just searches for everything. And Dad's like, oh, for crying out loud, he's just a boy. And it's their journey of finding out what would be right for them.
So Mom wants a medical response and Dad wants to take him out hunting.
Yeah, basically, you know, and it's very current, it's very controversial, and we're leaving it up to the audience to decide which way they want to go, because everyone has their own opinion, and very strong ones I have found through this process of directing.
Well, that's why I'm playing devil's advocate here, because I know some people would say, put him in sports. Other people would say, put him on Ritalin.
You know? Oh, yeah.
So there's a real difference there.
One of the roles that we have four characters being played by one actor, and the actor actually breaks out of his characters because he's mad because he believes in Ritalin, and he tells the audience, you know, oh, for crying out loud, I don't want to go into any of this homeopathic stuff. Put him on Ritalin because it's done me good. The play just addresses all sorts of issues that way.
Interesting. So the hairs in the back of the neck are going to come up for a few audience members for sure.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. We had hairs come up in auditions.
Well, good. Good, because, you know, that's what we like out of Shuswap Theater, is when you put a play on that actually affects people, that makes them talk about it afterwards, and, you know, it becomes a coffee shop conversation. So this is good. Now, you're opening up on Friday?
Yeah, tomorrow, opening night.
Exciting.
Oh, it is. I'm thrilled. I mean, we have TVs on stage that are going to be distracting you and sharing the information. The actors are doing an amazing job. So is the crew. I mean, this whole thing has just come together absolutely amazingly, and I'm just so thrilled.
Good stuff. Tickets 17 for adults, 15 for seniors, 10 for students. Kids, $5 available at the door or over at Entwined Fiber Arts. And the number to call for the theater is 832-9283. What time are you going to raise the curtain on Friday?
7:30.
All right. And then what's the plan for the first weekend?
Congratulating the cast and crew. For times, you mean, or for it's Friday, Saturday, and then they do matinee on Sunday at 1:30.
Okay, and then down on Monday, and are you back Tuesday? Or
They are running on Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays.
Okay, so no shows Mondays, Tuesdays, or Wednesdays.
No.
Just the back end of the week.
Yeah.
Thursday,
yeah,
Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, and we're going to run it 3 weekends, so we're giving everybody an opportunity to come on 3 different weekends and to hear what the their friends are saying and get the social Twitter going and the media and just, yeah, get totally distracted like the rest of us.
Okay, so Thursday, Friday, Saturday, a Sunday matinee opens tomorrow. And Adele Kuyak, thank you so much for spending some time. Let's not get distracted. Let's catch the play.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Patrick.